good Vach and a gesunte Zumer, a healthy summer. Today's day is quarterly known as Isru Chag. We will discuss the meaning behind this name and the different customs relevant to this day. The day after each of the Shalosh Regalim is called Isru Chag, and it's based on a pasuk that says Isru Chag ba'avos ma'akanos ha'atkani ha'mizbeach. Isru comes from the wording of bound, and it means that this day is still bound to the festival, to the holiday itself. The Arizal states that on this day, a ray of the holiday still shines. You must mention that this only applies in Chutz La'aretz, while in Eretz Yisrael, they already had their Isru Chag the previous day, on Yom Tov Sheni of Golias. So what are the minhagim, customs associated with Isru Chag? So first off, it's written in Shulchan Aruch, the Altebe brings it in chapter 429, and the Ramah brings it based on the Gemara in Sukkah, that on Isru Chag, it's a mitzvah to increase slightly in eating and drinking. And the Altareb explains the reason is based on the above verse that we said, Isru Chag Ba'avaisim, that by eating and drinking, like it's a festival, you end up attaching this day to the festival, and Hashem's considered as if you built an altar and sacrificed an offering on it. So the eating and the drinking of festivity on this day is what makes it Isru Chag connected to the Chag. Other reasons mentioned behind Isru Chag, behind the eating and drinking of festivity in Isru Chag is that in truth this was an Israeli holiday, a holiday of Eretz Yisrael, because in the diaspora they kept still the second day of Yom Tov, so therefore on the second day of Yom Tov in the diaspora they decided to keep an Isru Chag on that day. With the years this ended up becoming a holiday also in the diaspora, on the day after their second day of Yom Tov. So writes the Stei Chemed. Others write that it corresponds to the pilgrimage who would return home on Isru Chag. Based on this, of course, another halacha is that it's forbidden for a chassan and kala, or for anyone for that matter, to fast on Isru Chag. Even those that follow the customs of Sfira, only starting from Rish Chodesh, and they get married during Nisan, they still are not, the chassan and kala cannot fast if their wedding is taking place on Isru Chag. Another custom brought down is wearing Shabbos clothing. The Ben Ish Chaim, Teru L'Shema, and likewise the Munkatra and Darkei Chaim V'Sholim mention that one is to wear Shabbos clothing on Isru Chag, as this shows and expresses the continuity of the holiday onto this day as well. Practically many Hasidim follow this custom, although within Chabad it is not so widespread, and the normal custom is to wear regular weekday clothing on Isru Chag.